is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to show 26 of Radio Clash. This is the strangely unthemed edition of Radio Clash, but I am going to play some Voodoo Stripes. Those who previously rocked, I salute you. That was DJ Zebra with Voodoo Stripes, which of course was Blue Orchid by the White Stripes. White Stripes are always quite popular for being bootlegged. certainly their last album, Elephant, Seven Nation Army bassline appeared absolutely everywhere. And, of course, Voodoo People by Prodigy. So, yes, that definitely rocked. So I hope you're all well. Yes, we've passed the big 25. As I say, I'm probably going to have Jim Bob from Whole Wheat Radio telling me off us for such things, since they're on like 3,000 or 4,000 or 3 million or whatever. But anyway, it's big for me. And I'd say this week's show, or this today's show, is a strangely unthemed show. I've decided not to do as many of the mixes. I'll do them from time to time. They're not disappearing. But I think more kind of random shows, more kind of just talk music, but hopefully less talk. And so what have we got for you? We've got some Bollywood. We've got some... many bootlegs. We've got some Ukrainian tracks. Ukrainian. It's very sort of a world theme. There is a slightly world theme, but only a little bit. And we've got a track by RX, but not as you in a guise you wouldn't know about it. RX in his proper sort of musician guise. Some more mini pops, and a comment about Pod Show later. But I'll save that for later. Enough of the. Enough of the ranting. So it's good to see that JR has got a really, really sort of was on a roll at the moment under his Chaos Productions guys. And he's in a very good track called My Other Car is a Beetle. But hey, I'll let you know after. Yeah, I won't sort of spoil it by talking about it beforehand.
Hear me, the boom pouring out your car. Pretty eyes.
Well, I like all kinds of guys.
Stop.
What happened?
How about the ones we especially like?
Which ones?
You know, the ones with the cars that go. I hear
say
you.
Say what?
Cars, them hoes, them tricks. They go boom, them tricks. Them hoes, them cars. They go boom, them cars. Them hoes, them tricks. They go boom, them tricks. Them hoes, them cars. They go boom.
Well, you was me.
Back.
Say what? Cause them hoes, them tricks, they go boom. Them tricks, them hoes, them cars, they go boom. Them cars, them hoes, them tricks, they go boom. Them tricks, them hoes, them cars, they go boom.
That's DJ JR, otherwise known as Chaos Productions, with My Other Car Is a Beatle, which is Drive My Car by the Beatles, L Trim, which is Cars with a Boom. I don't know the L Trim, he sounded a bit like, what's their name? Always your brain goes, doesn't it? They sound like, the people that did Avenue D. It sounded very much like Avenue D. And, of course, Armin van Helden with Funk Phenomenon, which, of course, is one of those many tracks that samples Cars by Gary Newman. So it's a car theme all the way through. And I like that a lot. It rocks. It has the boom. Definitely has the boom. Hope all of you are well. What have I been doing? I've been up in Stourbridge, which is interesting because there's absolutely fuck all there. It's a shithole. It's got a very good entry on Chav Towns, which sums it up, really. I was there during the Kimver Festival, so there's all these tanks and everything, because, of course, it's VE Day Festivals was last weekend, and there's all these people with uniforms and then loads of Chavs in Burberry and some very dodgy fares. Obviously with Goldfish's prizes. So I was trying to get the hell out of there, and of course the public transport didn't work because of the festival. So I was in this place called Kimver. The place around there is really, really nice, the actual surroundings. And I was not dragged there by my partner. I was invited by my partner to go there. I mistakenly went into Stourbridge itself, and it kind of went downhill from there. I've never actually met someone which gives Norwich a run for its money on the Boredom States, because Norwich has loads of churches. I hate churches, but at least you can have fun just hating them. There's nothing in Stourbridge. But it was nice to get away for a weekend, and it was nice to meet all these Garden Historical Society people that my partner John was talking to. They're quite eccentric, quite into their whole sort of thing. I mean, you can probably have interesting allegories with the podcasting scene, but no, these people were weirder. But no, they were very nice people. Just not exactly the kind of people I socialise with. So, moving on with the music, I'm now going to play a track by RX. He has a side project, which I actually suspect RX is his side project, and this is actually his proper project, but anyway, it's the way it goes. There's a band called Me, and it's linked off his thepartyparty.com website. Oh, if you want to find out more about the DJ JR, always check the show notes if I don't mention anything, but you can probably get that from his website, so look in the actual show notes for that. So anyway, this is a song called Hello, by a band called Me.
Can't sleep, I'm wide awake, don't think I'm gonna make it. Hate it. suffocated, can't breathe. Life is suffocating, can't escape it. Tired of waiting, can't sleep. Fucking devastated.
During 10 seconds after the beep, and the message will be played back to you.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. We now have Skype ability. You can Skype me at Tim Bear Cub, T-I-M-B-E-R-C-U-B. I'll see you later.
Thank you for using Skype service. Goodbye.
Take a home.
That was Mini Pops with their interesting rendition of Bette Davis Eyes. I've been listening to a lot of the amazing amount, i.e. four tracks I can find from the Mini Pops. And this is a sort of a general APB call. If anyone has any Mini Pops, I'd be very interested, because strange, they did like seven albums, trillions of songs, and you can't find any at all, I don't think. But then again, I'm not sure if the albums are commercially available. If they're commercially available, then I'll go and find them. But I actually have a suspicion that KTEL are not actually have those in print anymore. Certainly, they're not on Amazon at all. So, yeah. And before that was Hello by a band called Me. And how fucking sunny is that? That's basically the most sunniest song I've heard at the moment. It reminds me a lot of Sparkle Horse. I used to be a very big fan of Sparkle Horse, otherwise known as Mark Linkous. I'm starting to wonder if he's got another guise and he's actually secretly RX, which would be very bizarre if he was, but you never know. Suddenly Sparkle Horse becomes a premier bootlegger. And certainly if you want to check out Sparkle Horse, it's very similar to that, very kind of alt-country. Good Morning Spider's the best album, definitely. I did get the last album, album for a couple of years ago, wasn't that great. But I like all of the A Band Called Me stuff, and you can find that linked off the partyparty.com website. It does have its own address, which I'll put in the show notes. The other thing I've been listening to a lot recently is a lot of Bollywood tracks, because DJ Senius on the Magic Board forwarded a link to a lot of the... basically, it's called Bollywood for the Skeptical, is the website. And it's a really nice idea of actually taking things that... the tracks that you'd really convince people that, yes, this is actually really good. And I think people should do this for other ones as well. You know, like jazz for the... You know, I think Seniors did do one for Jazz for the Skeptical, but I think you should do it for all music, because it's one of these things that you've got these vast genres of music that there are certain areas that I know quite a lot about, but there are other areas I know nothing about. So, for instance, country music, heavy metal... and modern jazz, partly for a good reason, because some of those I thought were absolutely terrible, especially as I grew up. My dad was in a modern jazzer, so I couldn't stand modern jazz. No, do not play me modern jazz quartet or Brubeck. I will explode. And you miss things, and sometimes you miss whole genres of music, and I think it's a really good idea. I found a couple of tracks which are really, really good. I'm going to try and pronounce these, and as it says on the very good site bollywatt.com, it says, well, unless you actually know the Sanskrit, you may as well try and pronounce them, because it's an approximation anyway. I'll talk a little bit more about Bollywood after this. This is Cecilia Yer Shahkar by Shreya Ghoshal, which I probably have got totally murdered, but it's from a movie called Devdas, which came out in 2002.
Sit down.
That was Shreya Ghoshal with, if I don't pronounce it, Cecilia Yeshahakar, I think is how it's pronounced in the song. And also it's with, what's his name? It's with Ismail Darbar as well. And the interesting thing about the Bollywood links I've been looking at, including Bollywood and a few other places, is the whole history of Bollywood. Is, you know, it's vast. I mean, certainly the playback singers are like that one that of course the stars mime to have actually had, you know, masses and masses of songs, and they seem to range from, say, sort of slightly dodgy porn funk to that kind of sound, which is more modern but very sort of filmic, very kind of Moulin Rouge, very kind of very big. And what I like about that and a few of the tracks is they're using things like water droplets and things like that in a very kind of like Warp kind of way, very much like some of the stuff you hear from Warp, you know, all the sort of the way that they're using rhythms, and but mixed with a kind of a more sort of filmic thing. But apparently Devdas was the most expensive Bollywood movie of its time, and might be still so. It was incredibly expensive, but it was a big hit as well. And apparently the songs are written, tend to be written in Urdu, whereas the actual films are in Hindi. Apparently a lot of the songwriters and the people who write songs are about actually write them in Urdu. So it's not as kind of like strictly Hindi as you would think. Apparently that song is called, the English translation is Chain of Desires, and is the reason for all the sort of the thunder sound effects and the water and whatever is the fact that it's, according to Bollywood, it's alluding to the fact that that love is like the elements. It's like thunder and rain. And everyone knows about Asher Bosley, which I probably pronounced wrongly, who's sort of the Brimful of Asher song was about. But certainly it's interesting that apparently her sister Latta, again, probably pronounced that wrong, is apparently they got the world Guinness World Record for the most amount of songs sung on. She's sung on something in a region of about 50,000 songs. That's how many songs that the playback singers sing on, and apparently they're bigger stars than the actual people in starring in the movie. People go for the music. So that's why I think the music's very important in Bollywood, and they've only recently sorted out their intellectual copyright. Their IPR laws, they apparently didn't have anything like the BPI or RIAA there at all. So people have been bootlegging like crazy, bootlegging the videos, the movies, everything. And only recently sort of sorting something out. Which again, as JR mentioned an idea on the Magic Forum about having a doing a kind of a Bollywood bootleg album, and certainly I would definitely be up for that. I think that would be very good. So moving on, I'm going to play a track by the Ukrainians. Now, you probably don't know much about the Ukrainians. I didn't. I just accidentally found them when I was looking for tracks for my radio show, and found their cover of Radioactivity, which is very good, and I will play it. And they do a very good cover of Venus in Furs, which, if you consider about Ukrainian, you know, Ukraine and their whole history and wearing furs, and even that strange woman that's just won the Eurovision Song Contest, was it last year? With that sort of, was it Wolf Dance or Wild Dance, whatever it was? I never watched it anyway. And it strangely, just they kind of make it their own. What they do is they play covers, but in the local style, sort of Ukrainian style, so it's like a East meets West type thing. And I won't tell you what this is a cover of, but I think you'll get it. I'll tell you at the end. And it's called Batya. Just know you don't arcade, but you've got a sneaky walk and follow your knees.
Rapture.
Hello, this is Tim from Radio Clash. My name is the Radio Clash, which is mixes, mashups, weird covers and more. It's at mutantpop.net.
If you were able to hear your own voice.
No, I don't like to hear my own voice. Let's try it again.
That was the Ukrainians with Batyar, which of course is Big Mouth Strikes Again by the Smiths. They did a whole EP of tracks by the Smiths, which are well worth the price of admission alone. And I will be playing other tracks by them. I just love the idea of taking something like the Smiths, and it's all very recognisable, as the, you know the tracks, but it's just sort of a whole kind of Ukrainian. Kind of like the whole instrumentation just works really well. Certainly, especially when they're doing the whole choral thing, it's a bit like a more musical Laibach. If you know Laibach's versions of but Across the Universe is about the only one I can stand. But they did things like In the Army Now by Status Quo and various other tracks, McCartney tracks and things like that. All done in very sort of deadpan styles. It's a bit similar to that, but certainly it's a bit more kind of lively and a bit more musical. And that was released a while back. I think they first started releasing tracks about 92, 93, and they did Anarchy in the Ukraine and Pretty Vacant, I think, in 2002. And I think those are from a couple of years ago as well. The next one is kind of a bit of a dare, or a sort of a dare from my blog, from someone posting, from someone called Mart. As he said, I like your show a lot. I think you should go on for the Gil Scott rip off. He had a couple of good points, as he said. And okay, here goes. This is my reaction to the whole pod show debate. And I was going to do this at the end of the last show. And I kind of, partly in the last show, and I sort of balked because I thought, oh God, me doing the kind of like the beat rapping at the top would be terrible. And it took me about 12 takes. As I say, apologies to Gil Scott Heron. It's unlikely he's listening, but if he is, I think he should switch off now. The revolution will not be monetized. The revolution will not be commercialized. It will not be sponsored by Disney, Pepsi, Warner Bros. Or Apple. The revolution will not be selling coffee machines or mobile phones. It will not be brought to you by Odeo, Podshow and motherfucking Heidi Ho. The revolution will not have its own jingle, domain name or website. It will not be brought to you on an easily digestible format. While the ironic theme song plays in the background and the bored children of the rich burble in the front. The revolution will exploit the desire for fame and money by taking free content and selling it back to the masses for a profit. The revolution will not be monetized, my brother, because the revolution will be free. That was the revolution will not be monetized. Apologies to Gil Scott Heron. That's the sort of poem by me, and the backing is a track called Snapper by Red Snapper. If you recognise that, it actually made it onto their first major album as another track. They just basically wrote a song over the top of it, as you do. There's some very interesting responses. Go check out Bicycle Mark's latest podcast, number 31. But he doesn't want to major on it, and I can understand what he was saying. We were chatting today, and he reminded me of something, which is that whole Christian thing about you hate the sin, don't hate the sinner, which, apart from the whole going into Christianity. I think that's how I feel about the whole Podcho thing. I'd like to make it clear that I like what Madge Weinstein's doing, and like what Dawn and Drew are doing. I've not respected Dawn online, but certainly I think I've sort of he'd been in conversations on forums or whatever about with the other two, and they seemed like really nice people, and it couldn't happen to nice people, and I do wish them the best. I just don't think that Podshow itself is a good thing, and I just hope they, you know, don't get affected by it anyway. I hope they get only good things from it, which I'm sure they will, because they, you know, certainly they're talented and you deserve listening to. So I don't say, I'm not saying, oh, don't listen to the people on Podshow, Yabu sucks, but it's more just a feeling about the whole, the way it's been done, because the thing is about the way things, the way that new underground or new technologies get exploited commercially, is that usually there's a lead time. What happened with bootlegs is there was about 1 to 2 years before it happened. There was the you know, the first boot, well, the first rise of what was the UK bootleg, which was around 2001, and then it wasn't, MTV MASH didn't come out till about 2003. By then, yeah, sort of money and interest had crept in, but it had a sort of a period where it was sort of, you know, illegal underground. It was new. It was, you know, the latest thing. And then people looked for ways to exploit it in some way. That just might be the nature of that medium, but other things have been involved with it. It's the same thing. And what I've been concerned about is that it's less than, well, it's sort of, what, 6 months, 8 months? That's one hell of a short sort of lead time. You know, it seems like within the first couple of months they were talking about how can we make money from this, how can we get advertisers, how can we get sponsors, you know, Adam Curry and other people. That was really worrying, because certainly these things need a time to grow. They need to actually time to actually get their feet, and you know, those of you who are probably thinking, oh god, he's not been playing very many bootlegs, you know, I'm now going to play one of the best bootlegs of all time. It's a very, very good track from the Kleptones, which is Love Song for Yoshimi, which is Cypress Hill, which is a very sweet song from theirs. Well, sweet in a kind of a... it's strange how the stuff which was kind of a bit radical from about 92-93 was a bit sort of edgy, you know, when sort of, or early 90s, like 80s, now it's just got blown away by all the gangster rap, didn't it? But it's just basically quite a sweet love song for their teacher, or to get close to their teacher, you know, sort of unrequited love type thing. And with the Kleptones, the mixing in the Yoshimi in the background, and it is one of the best bootlegs of all time. So hey, rally for money. And so I have to say, it's been emotional. It's been good. I will see you soon. I'm now going to play you my new website ident I've done.
Radio Clash. http://radioclash/. Contact Radio Clash.
@mutantpop.net.
Your Skype is Dim Beer Pub.
Mashing up the free world, in it?
fairy tales, I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype, and I can't stand what brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just played love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She could be my broad, and I could be her nigga, but all I can do is stay up. Back in the days we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye.
She keeps coming back.
Again, the dope is Ethiopian, and now the world around me beacons moving in slow motion. Whenever she happens to walk by, why does the apple of my eye overlooking disregard my feelings? No matter how much I try, wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence. And I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance, I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her, I led her together, and it went, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I do for you when I try, or make some sort of attempt. I simp, damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so, and if I was your man, then I would beat you. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then the signs is healing the one who loves you dearly. He has loved me tender, but the latter came back 3 days late, returned to cinder.
Not bad. One more tune.